Well, it is a Thursday morning, and that means it's time to find out what the heck's happening throughout Stark County, and none better to tell us than Stark County Commissioner Richard Regula on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Well, good morning, Pam. I was just talking to Billy, and he was asking me if I'd been out riding my bike. And I said, well, Billy, we got a few challenges here. The Towpath Trail has been underwater for the last couple weeks. And then even some of the blacktop trails, I go up and occasionally ride on SIPO, and it's been iced over. And so it's kind of been a tough late winter, early spring so far. But hopefully this weekend it's going to warm up a little bit. And I know come the 1st of March, spring's just around the corner, so we're hopeful that we can get back out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody do.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good. I think we'll get there. We'll get there eventually, I guess, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
But
so,
one of the things that's happening in the county is now that spring's coming in summer, the road construction season is going to start. And we had a meeting yesterday where we approved a lot of road and bridge projects that are coming up, and not only this year, but next year. We approved the administration contract. Probably the biggest one in the county this year is going to be the Pittsburgh and Orion and Schuylkill roundabouts. There's going to be a double roundabout there at Pittsburgh and Schuylkill and Pittsburgh and Orion. And then eventually, I think it's 2024, 2025, there'll be a roundabout at Pittsburgh and Mount Pleasant. And people go, well, you know, some people like roundabouts, some people don't like roundabouts. But the bottom line is it's all about safety. Roundabouts reduce the frequency of accidents by about 60%, and then they reduce the severity of accidents by about 80%, because you can't blow a roundabout. You know, you can blow a four-way stop, you can blow through a stoplight, and the T-bone accidents are usually the ones that are the most severe. So I give the county engineer a lot of credit. I know everybody knows about the roundabouts up in the city of Green, but it's all about safety. There also is going to be, in 2024, there's going to be a roundabout at Strausser and Laco Springs, and that will go out for bid sometime next year. It's about a $1.6 million project. And I tell you what, I want to give a shout-out to County Engineer Keith Bennett. He is a master at getting not only federal grants, local grants, to do these projects. I think the roundabout at Pittsburgh and Orion and Schuylkill is about a $3.75 million project. In federal grants, and the county engineers organization is going to cover about 80% of the cost of the project, and I think it's probably about the same for Strausser. There's a number of bridge projects that are out there. We approved the Beaumont Avenue Bridge, which will go in 2025, and the Farber Street Bridge, which goes over to Nimishoan Creek in 2024. And once again, you know, he's able to secure CEAO funding and SCATS funding to pay for these projects. So Keith Bennett and Dave Torrance out at the county engineer's office, like I said, they're masters at getting grants for bridge projects.
And then we are seeing the potholes out there, too. So that'll be something that everybody will be working on, too, right?
Well, I know they're working hard on it. And there was a story in the paper the other day. If you do hit a pothole and, there's a mechanism that you can apply for to the county engineer, you can apply to ODOT or the various municipalities to pay for the cost of fixing your vehicle. So it's one of the unfortunate things of winter, when you have all the snow and ice and plowing and everything else. Potholes are they're like spring flowers. They just pop up in the spring.
And we have to expect it here in Ohio. That's right. And, you know, when you were talking about roundabouts, I've always had like this fear of roundabouts. You get to them and it's like, you almost panic if you're not used to them. Once you get used to them and don't let them scare you, they're okay. They're okay.
Well, absolutely. And then, like I said, it's a safety issue. But, you know, it actually saves gas, because you're not sitting there, idling while you're waiting for the light to turn. And, you know, with the price of gas these days, anything you can save a little bit on gas, and once you get onto them, they work.
All right, and so also, yeah, you wanted to talk a little bit about the congressional maps, quandary.
the latest version of the congressional map in front of me, and you know, when they came out with the first ones, they kind of put the old 16th district back together. Stark County was whole.
Yeah.
They were with Wayne County and I believe parts of Tuscarawas County. This new map splits Stark County basically in half. Half the district goes into the 13th, which goes up in, if I'm reading this right, goes up into Summit County. Then the other half, which includes Bethlehem Township, where I live, and then the eastern part of the county and the southern part of the county goes into the 6th district, which is represented by Bill Johnson, and it goes clear down to Marietta.
Wow.
I don't know. I want to see Stark County whole when it all comes down to it. Now, the only good thing about the 6th district that I can see is that the whole Route 30 project would be in one district because, if I'm reading this thing right, Carroll and Columbiana County are both in the 6th district in Bill Johnson's district. And Congressman Johnson's been very supportive of the Route 30 project, and that's about the only thing I can see that's good on this map. But that being said, I know it's going to head to the court, so this might not be the final version.
Yes, well, keeping all of the Route 30 in one district would be very helpful, I know, as we push forward with that project. So we'll see.
And we're making progress. And County Engineer Bert Dawson from Columbiana County. Bert's been County Engineer in Columbiana County for 53 years. He's been working on Route 30 for 50 years. And so we went down and met with ODOT's new chief engineer, and we're making progress. We're making progress, and stay tuned because there's could be potentially some good things to come in the future.
All right, great. Good to talk to you, Richard. You have a good one.
Thanks, Pam.
Kenton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
If you missed one of our guests, get the podcast now or anytime at WHBC.com.